being a hypocrite and not knowing why. Let's talk about that and how to fix our lives every single day. Okay, so for this episode, I did have to Google how to spell hypocrites. I've said it a lot in my life, but let's just say it's not spelt the way I've said it. I've thought it has been spelt. But it's on there now. So what do I mean by are we hypocrites? So one of the things that's been going through my mind a lot recently is some of the little outbursts I have. Now, they're less and less over time as I work on myself, but they still exist. You know, one of the things about dyslexia is that it doesn't ever go away. You can't press a button, take a pill, do anything in particular, and it just goes. You have to continuously become more and more aware of what's happening. And then you can kind of, oddly, it feels like it's happening more, even though it's not, because you're seeing the changes going through your life. And the more I open up and the more I see what I'm doing, the more things come to light. One of the big parts has been this feeling of being a hypocrite. And to me, a hypocrite, my understanding of the definition of being a hypocrite is saying one thing, getting angry, you know, or saying one thing about someone else's actions and then doing the exact same actions yourself. So kind of not living up to the words you're saying. And I noticed that a lot in my life, especially with my partner. You know, she'll do something that will frustrate me, and I think it's all her. And then I take a step back and I look at what I'm doing, and it's exactly the same thing. I'll give you a great example. We're definitely both picture thinkers. We both think visually, and we're both a bit unorganized sometimes because of that. And what that can lead to is quite a messy house sometimes. You know, she's more of a hoarder. I'm more of a minimalist. So it's an interesting mix. But, you know, some of the things that she does, where she'll leave a pot to be cleaned for a day or two or three. And then I'll get frustrated at her for keeping my space messy. And then I look at what I've done, and I've created mess in other ways that basically contribute to that. But it'll still frustrate me. It'll still boil up in me, and I'll still overthink it. I'm much better at catching myself before I go into a spiral, but it happens. And I see myself, you know, in hindsight, getting grumpy at her when it's not her fault. You know, well, it's something that she's done, but I'm doing the same thing. So why do I have a right to get angry at her? And so what I wanted to do in this episode is look at how do you fix that? How do you change that? Because there's a couple of ways. You either have to get rid of every human being living the human condition around you who has any minor fault, even if you've got it as well. That's probably not likely. You can just accept being a hypocrite. And I did that for a while. Like, I was like, oh, I'm just a hypocrite. I'll just deal with it. I'm just going to be like that forever. Or there's a third option, in my opinion, which is starting to be aware when it happens. And from that, starting to accept yourself, your faults and theirs. You know, in my opinion, you can only accept someone else's faults is when you can accept yours. So when I see myself getting angry at Carly for doing something that I would do, I've started to try and look at it instead of, because forgiving is the wrong word. It's not about forgiving her. It's actually about accepting humanity and people and myself. Because if I get angry at her, then what is it actually doing? I'm getting angry at myself because I'm doing it as well. Your mind is smart. It can see both sides of that coin. And so it's about how do you actually talk to yourself and say, okay, I accept myself for leaving stuff around. That's fine. That's good. I accept it. Completely accept it. Now, just remember, accepting it does not mean you don't want to improve it. I want to improve my general tidiness. That's important to me. I want to improve my orderliness of my life. To give you a great example, my cupboard where I keep all my clothes used to look like a bomb site. It was, so we had a, imagine this, you open the cupboards of these white doors and you've got this blue chest of drawers inside the cupboards. Now, 90% of the clothes I wear are on top of the drawers. There's a little shelf above, jam-packed with stuff I kind of don't really use, but occasionally might use. And then there's some shirts in the corner. And I used to just do that, dump clean clothes on top. It was wrinkled. It just, there was no order at all. And I accepted, hey, that's just who I am. I'm just unorderly. Didn't mean I didn't want to improve it. Carly does the same thing, and I used to get angry at her, and then I said, okay, I just accept where I am in life with all this. But it doesn't mean that you don't want to improve. So never think that accepting means you don't strive for more. It's they're not the same thing. If you can get that through your head, it's a very important distinction. They're not on the same continuum. Accepting yourself and not accepting yourself is one separate thing. Improvement and being static is something different. So what I did anyway is I said, okay, I woke up in bed one day and I was like, okay, what can I do using the skills that I've been given? And naturally, dyslexics were creative. How can I be creative? So I sat there and I said, okay, what? Like I could fold everything and put it into drawers, and go, okay, that could be a way to do it. But then the big question I always ask myself about how I fix some of this stuff is, would I actually use it? After I've done it once, would I use it? I'm great, and you may find the same thing, as being great at setting things up the first time, but then having to follow a repetitive system can just sometimes not work. So I went, okay, what system would I use? You know, I like the throw things on top of the drawer system. It's a great system. It's easy. But could I make it a little bit better? So I took all my shirts that were hanging up and I put them in the wardrobe to the right. There was some space. I just had to clear a few things out. And I said, okay, everything that has to hang will go in there, like shirts and jackets and coats. So I managed to do that. And I went, okay, I'm not going to use, I don't use these. If you ever meet me, I don't wear shirts unless I have to. Put them in there. I then said to myself, okay, what else, what will I use? I want to throw my t-shirts on top of the dresser. That's cool. Easy. So I left them there and I just laid them a bit flatter and tidier and just decided, I accepted myself that I can flatten my t-shirts out every time they come in. So they're at least in a flattish pile. And then I looked at the top shelf and I went, okay, football stuff, because I play a lot of football, top right, that can be jammed in there. And my shorts and stuff can be jammed top left. And so I created a system that fitted my style. I could have opened every drawer and folded things meticulously, but I know that's not going to work beyond that day. I could have definitely done it one day, but I wouldn't have done it day two. So by making that little change, I've made a massive leap in the way I order my clothes. And I've done it to a point where I actually enjoy it. I'm fine with it. And I've let myself get used to doing it that way. It's not to say that I won't improve again, but that little creative spiral makes sense. So let me bring it back to, are we hypocrites? The grand scheme is yes. Majority of dyslexics I've met are hypocrites. We naturally get angry at other people and then do exactly the same thing. And it's not on purpose. It's just the way our heads work, is we can't always correlate what other people do and what we do. But what I want you to take away from this episode is, don't worry about accepting them. Start accepting yourself for the things you do, and that will then allow you to accept others. You can't accept others until you accept yourself. And so if you are a certain way and you just can't stop doing it, like I am messy, I accept myself for that now. And it's been a long process, and I'm still doing it every day. I'm still building on it. But I accept my messy behavior. But it doesn't mean I don't try and improve it. Have a fantastic rest of your week. If you like the podcast, make sure you give us a review on Apple or Spotify. We really appreciate it. And please share it. What we find is a lot of awesome dyslexics have a lot of dyslexic friends. We're naturally drawn to picture thinkers. Detail people piss us off, to be honest. So if you do like the podcast, please share it. I really do appreciate it. I love seeing my listens go up because it means I'm adding value to the world. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.